let go.
Lock,
but I hear him name. He flew away.
In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. Greetings, I'm Colin Knight, your host in the Night Zone, inviting you to join our shadow guests as we investigate the darkness and shadows which make up this diamond called Earth. And beyond. Check us out. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to
the Night Zone.
This is a live event.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are controlling the transmission. For the next hour, and we will control all that you hear. Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind, the shadows of the Night Zone.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. He is a certified medium, an angel therapy practitioner, and a Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
Also with David tonight, his associate Sandy from closureandacceptance.com. David Baker, psychic medium, and we return.
The phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Or if you are a registered listener for the Night Zone webpage, click the blue chat button and join us in the virtual studio. From there, it is merely a click away.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiary or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He is a certified medium.
David Baker, psychic medium. Also with David tonight, his associate Sandy from closureandacceptance.com. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
David Baker will be co-hosting with me tonight. Sandy from Closure and Acceptance is with us. Sandy will be answering a number of questions. David Baker and Sandy from Closure and Acceptance for the full hour in the Night Zone.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Night Zone. A little bit of a delay coming in onto the show tonight as we bring all of our networks online. We'd like to welcome UKNet to the program tonight. We are broadcasting live into the wee hours of the morning in England and Europe. David Baker from davidbaker.com and Sandy from closureandacceptance.com. There are psychic mediums who make contact with the spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. They send messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. They pass through their messages to loved ones. Tonight, David has with him an upcoming associate, Sandy, from closureandacceptance.com. Good evening, Mr. David Baker, and welcome back to the Night Zone. And Sandy, good evening to you, and welcome to the Night Zone.
Good evening, Colin. It's great to be here at your awesome show, one of my absolute favorites.
Well, God bless you, sir. We appreciate it. Good evening, Sandy. You are on the line, I take it?
Yes, I am, and good evening to you, too.
And good evening, dear. It's good that everybody could make it here. You two are calling from California, the Sunshine State. So we're fighting it here. We're trying to get up to warm weather. We're really heading into that spring and summer feeling, but it's quite the challenge in Canada to get up to some good weather. We actually had some nice stuff today. So, David, before we get started, first of all, on a personal level, how are you? How's Cheryl doing and Tony and Chuck and Sue? Did I get all those names right?
Yes, that's correct. Well, I just had Tony and his wife and my little nephew here from New Orleans for a week, and I finally had a break after a long time, and my sister Christina from Oregon and her fiancé Ed, we had a house full for a week, the last week of April. We took them on a tour of Fisherman's Wharf and everything in San Francisco, had a great time. I'm totally relaxed. I did my last event, and now I have time to do whatever I want. I feel like I'm free.
Fabulous. Since our last visit, David, I got to tell you, I've had so much mail requesting more shows on spirit guides and the likes, and I must say that I'm thrilled that Sandy came along with you tonight for this session. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Sandy?
Well, like you had said, I am a psychic medium, and I've had this ability all of my life. And however, my ability for me to understand it did not come true until I was in my 30s, and that's when it came to full effect, and I was able to strongly communicate with people's loved ones that have crossed over or passed or are no longer with us anymore, as well as people's pets. They too do come through. So that is what I do, and I hope to help people with it because in my experience, I've learned that our loved ones, as well as our pets, they need some closure and acceptance as well. It's not just for the living, and that's why I am called Closure and Acceptance. It was just, it came to me to call myself that, and it's not something that I chose, and I really strongly believe it was my guides, or for me, it was God telling me what name to use, and so that's how that came to be.
Right. After reading your bio, I got to tell you, Sandy, I was fascinated with your life journey. You're originally from Manitoba, Canada.
Yes, I am.
Right. You're a First Nations foster child.
Mm-hmm.
And you entered the foster care at around about age 2 and were adopted through the foster system about age 5. Am I correct?
Actually, I was adopted about 3.5 years old.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And from so were you in one foster home for the total time before your adoption, or is it like up here in Canada where foster kids tend to get bounced around pretty good?
Unfortunately, I was bounced around, I think, twice before I was actually adopted. It's not as bad as it is now, the way it used to be, I guess, but I was bounced around twice. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like I say, you know, you tell about sometime in grade 3 when you announced to your adopted family that you knew you had 9 brothers and sisters, although you didn't have any knowledge. You didn't have any knowledge of your biological past. How did that awakening come about?
I know exactly where I was when the information came. I was actually by a stream, by a bridge in Swan River, Manitoba, And it was just a, yeah, it's a really small farm town in southern Manitoba. But I remember standing there and just getting the feelings that I get to this day. They're just so overwhelming, so clear, and it's a feeling that I can't even express. It's just a strong connection that I had. And it was just a voice that came to me that I have 9 brothers and sisters. And being adopted, you know, into the white society, I told my adoptive parents my information that I got. And they proceeded to tell me that, I don't know if you read too, all my life I was always telling them the oddest things, you know, oh, I saw this person, or I know this. And, you know, I was telling them the craziest things ever since they had me. So to them, it was just another thing that I was just coming up with. And it didn't come to fruition that it was true until I was 23, that indeed there were 9 of us. And it was just an instinct that I had and a feeling that I had, and I believe the information was given to me. And that's how that came to be. And when I found out, it was very overwhelming, like, oh, my God, okay, now let's explain this. How did I know this information along with everything else that I would say growing up?
Right. David, I think it's more than a coincidence that both you and Sandy were foster care children. And I think it's even more of a strange event that I was a foster parent, advanced foster parent, for about 7 years. Like my good pal George Nuri in Coast to Coast says, I'm not a great believer in coincidence.
I concur. And I believe that I feel like I'm in a triangle right now with you on the top, me on one side, and Sandy on the other. And it's almost like a union.
Yeah, it's a very strange level of understanding, especially using the foster care system as the anchor statement, so to speak. It gives me good feelings. It lets me know as a foster parent that, you know, there are some kids out there actually do make it through the system and have very productive and valued lives, such as the two of you. And I'm absolutely blessed that I have 2 foster children here on the radio with me tonight. I think that's absolutely brilliant. I truly do. Sandy, have you had any chance to reunite with your biological siblings?
Actually, yes, I did. When I was 23 years old is when I did reunite with them. Unfortunately, my biological mother was already deceased, and so I did not obviously get to meet her. But, yeah, I did get to meet them, and there's only one brother that we did not reunite with, and unfortunately, to this day, I still do not know where he is, and I would love to find him, but I know when he's ready, you know, if he's still around, that, you know, when he's ready, the time will come, and we will meet.
Well, maybe we can chat about that off air, Sandy, because I do have some friends and associates in the foster care system right across Canada, so maybe able to help you with something like that. Sandy, I find that the spirit world to me appears to be almost multidimensional. It seems to me that there are levels of spiritual ability. Some spirits can move in and out of our realm easily, while others seem to fight to be noticed or heard. Have you come across any of that different style of spirit guiding?
Well, for me, for spirit guides, I'm not sure if I understand the question correctly, is I'm just now becoming familiar with my spirit guides, and I do know that they've been with me probably all of my life. I just unfortunately never acknowledged them, but I always did acknowledge a higher power, which for me is God and Jesus, and I do not push my views, my religious views on people, but for me, I am very spiritual, and I do have a higher power, and I have always connected to that higher power, and like I had said, that I am just now starting to get in touch with my guides. I'm starting to connect with the Archangel Michael, and that's something new for me. So I don't know if that's if I answered your question or not.
That was perfect. Like I say, I believe there are different levels of spirit, and some fight to be heard, and some can communicate easily. I guess that was the question that I was asking. We do have a number of people already up on the call line, so I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll open up the phone line, and we'll have a crack at one of these callers and see what it's all about. What do you think?
We have to take a quick break. Time for you to recharge your glasses, a washroom break, or whatever is required. We'll be right back with David Baker and Sandy from closureandacceptance.com taking your calls right after this.
Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVHMTOR.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and past over loved ones. He is a certified medium.
David Baker, psychic medium, and his associate Sandy from Closure and Acceptance, when we return. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And as we prepare for tonight, I wasn't quite sure how often, how much our phone lines would heat up, but they are heating up, so we're going to jump to the phone lines as quickly as possible here. We have one caller that's been waiting on the line since we started tonight. Caller, I'm opening up your microphone. If you would tell me your first name and your geographical area.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Kay. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. And did you have a question for one of our guests, Kay?
Okay. A couple weeks back, I had a psychic medium call me from England that his spirit guide told him to call me. And I believe he's telling me that I'm going to pick up more on psychic medium as in children. I think he said some adults. But I was wondering how true that was. I'm a psychic now. I'm a psychic on Keen.
David, Sandy, either of you want to jump in on that one?
Actually, some of what she said cut out, so I didn't hear quite all of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. You want me to say?
Kay, were you contacted just spontaneously, or were you posted somewhere to where this person saw
well,
you?
Well, I'm on Keen. I'm a psychic on Keen.
Okay.
So is he.
All right. And he just, just gave me that message. And I think that there's possibly something to that, because I don't feel that, you know, I don't see any deception behind it or any other reasons other than sometimes we get information that we need to pass on to others. For example, I was on a certain particular network that I was on, I believe Psychic Faces or something, but that's where Sandy and I met, and it propelled from there because I don't believe in coincidences. I believe spirit gives us messages all the time, and we know stuff in our mind, and we don't always pay attention to it, but a lot of that comes from spirit, and sometimes it's guidance, or we need to meet each other eventually for certain particular reasons.
I felt that same way, and he said I'll do children, you know, crossing over and children and stuff. I would love to do that, but how will I know when I'm ready for this?
May I answer that one?
Sure.
I am actually getting, I don't know if, I believe that this is actually with you. I do believe some, there is some slight hesitation whether it was with you wondering if this guy was legitimate or not.
Right.
Or, right. I do sense the hesitation around you. But you also, you know, like I was told, you know, in the beginning and many, many times that a true psychic always listens and hears and says the first thing that they hear and see. I am getting the sense that, yes, you could do this and you could excel with this, but you also need to trust your instincts a little bit more because I feel some of the hesitation can kind of hold you back a bit. I think you need to trust just a little bit more. But it
a little
is good
bit more
that question. Yeah. But
how do I do that? That, you know, sometimes I know I've been told this before, like you just said, but
right.
I thought I always get better because I don't doubt my, I try not to doubt myself. Am I still doubting myself?
Yes, you are. I'm still getting the hesitation that I can hear in your voice, and the vibes are quite strong around me. If you don't know what to do, do nothing for that moment. Sometimes you have to sleep on it. Sometimes you have to take a step back. Okay, is this what I'm really seeing? Is this what I'm really getting? Is this what I'm really feeling? I think that's what you need to do just for a little bit until you build a little more trust in yourself. The messages will come, whether they're from spirit guides, from other psychics, or, you know, through little whispers of God is what I like to say. But you do need to, I would suggest that you just trust yourself a little more and don't jump into something. And it's always good to question. But take that little moment back just to, you know, build that positiveness about yourself and your abilities because I myself have been there, you know, so I completely understand how you feel. But you do have the ability and you can excel in it. You just have to trust a little bit more and listen a little bit more to your guides and stuff.
Well, thank you for the call, Kay. I hope that answered your question. We do have a second caller on the line, a 612 number. Caller, when I release your microphone, please, your first name and your geographical location.
Hi, this is Carrie in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm calling to get advice from loved ones who have passed to my current situation or any advice they can give me.
Anybody there wants to take over that one?
Well, I don't know if David would like to answer this one, but my first initial reaction is that I'm sensing that somebody needs some either information from a male figure or a male figure is around you. Is that familiar to you? Is that who you're looking for a connection from?
Yes.
Okay. My first answer to that is you already are connecting to him, but you tend to brush him away, whether you're unsure again or that's the feeling that I'm getting, that you're like, oh, did I hear him? Did I get that sign? Am I reading too much into this? Sometimes you just have to let go and let something be what it is, because I do feel that this male figure has been with you for a while. And he's being patient, but you just need to listen. I don't know if you're the reader in the family or he was the one who liked to read a lot, but I do see an enjoyment with reading, whether that's when he's connecting with you or that's when one of you are most at peace. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, there you go.
No, I mean, not really. I was hoping to connect with somebody who may have a message for me.
Okay. I don't know if David wants to answer that question, but for me, when someone's looking for a question, sometimes it's best to have a one-on-one instead of, you know, having it done this way, because sometimes messages are so personal and private or painful. And sometimes when readings are done for a sitter, some of the information that comes through first is not always necessarily about the sitter. It could be about a friend, a relative, a coworker, a neighbor. And then the other information comes through, other loved ones come through. Or sometimes they're shy or they're just not ready to come through. But I do feel a very strong male figure with you, and he is trying to connect.
I also get that male figure too. And he seems to be not an older person.
So probably the best thing to do is to head over to your website, Sandy, and go through the information there and arrange a reading. Am I correct?
That would be great. Or she can even go to David's website, of course.
Right.
But I'm just sensing that sometimes people need that one-on-one connection rather than a whole broad of people, because sometimes our pain doesn't allow certain information to come through at a public level, and that's been my experience as well.
Right, and we have another caller. Thank you for your call, by the way, and hopefully that helped. And you can go to closureandacceptance.com or davidbaker.com, and maybe we can get a private reading for you over there where you may get your questions answered. We have a 403 on the line. This is a local number from my home city of Calgary. Your first name and your general geographical location, please.
Pamela, Calgary, Alberta.
And we have a little bit of a delay, Pam. If you could turn down your speakers and listen to the show just on your telephone for a few minutes. Did you have a question, Pam?
Not necessarily a question per se. I lost my mom when I was 12 years old. And I have felt her throughout my life and whatnot. I would just like to know if she is actually there in my guardian angel or if I'm essentially psychotic.
What a great question.
And Sandy giggles, I love it.
Yes, sorry. That was really cute. No, you are not psychotic. I hope I'm not hogging the phone calls, but I just want to say, and then I'll let David answer. When people hear things or they feel that they are not alone, I can guarantee you probably aren't, because our loved ones are around 24/7. Sometimes we feel them, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we completely ignore them, and they're sitting there back like, oh, my God, she's ignoring me. But yeah, so you are not psychotic. I would continue talking to her, continue reaching out and being receptive, and that's the best thing that you can do, because it's like you're talking to her like you're talking to somebody on the telephone when you're telepathically talking to them or just sitting there and, you know, you start humming or you do something that you and her used to do together. You are connecting with your loved ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
so
I've seen some things as well that to me were a little on the paranormal side. Things I've lost that I never should have found that appeared again that were hers. And of course,
right. My
wonderful story is that she found them for me and left them for me. And that's kind of weird.
No,
does
it's
that
not
really
weird.
Happen, or am I a little delusional? Kicks in.
That happens to me. It's sometimes you get, you know, spirits that are jokesters. They like to, you know, move things around. And in fact, I always tell people that things happen, and like Colin had said, there are no coincidences in this world, and they do help us. And even if it's, you know, fine. Was for us, and because I've had that too, where I've sworn I put this book here, and then it's not there, and then I'll turn around, and there it is.
Absolutely.
So they do help us by doing little things like that. So
I hope that
connected.
Answered your question, Pam.
It did. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. And we have to take another quick break. It's one of those nights. Everything's going fast and furious. When we come back, we'll do a question that's coming out of our virtual studio from Michelle. So until then, everybody hang in there. We have to take a quick break. Time for you to recharge your glasses, a washroom break, or whatever is required. We'll be right back with David Baker and Sandy from closureandacceptance.com taking your calls right after this.
Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVM Tour.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
Is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and past over loved ones. He is a certified medium.
David Baker, psychic medium, and we return. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And as we continue with David Baker and Sandy, psychic mediums, a number of calls that have come through the pike already, and we managed to answer them, I think, fairly successfully so far tonight. If you do have a question for either of our psychic mediums, by all means, you make sure you hit the number, 347-324-3287. So, David, I ask you this question each time that you are on the air. Are you noticing an increase of activity, an increase of paranormal and psychic activity in your area?
That is correct. It seemed to have increased at a certain level since the late 90s to specifically also around the year 2000. I think that either the veil is opening up, more people's gifts are opening up, the earth is spinning at a slightly faster rotation, which is speeding up time and thinning the veil at the same time, and people's gifts that are meant to open are opening up. And the spirit world has said it's our time now, they're getting our attention. On all different levels, I've noticed increases of happenings, and people have also told me their experiences too.
And Sandy, how about you? Have you noticed an increase of activity in the last year or so?
Well, one, I want to just comment on what David just said about the year 2000, because that is the year that my gift just really started to skyrocket and really open up. So I'm just shaking my head again, because yet again, here's another thing about David and I. So I think that's quite funny. But yes, definitely things have really been opening up with my abilities, and a lot more, I swear, almost daily, my ability is just getting intensified, and messages are coming a lot easier. So I think it's because I'm more receptive and a lot more trusting in the ability and the spirit world and everything else that is out there. So, yes.
Right. Okay. I do have a question out in the virtual studio from a young lady that was asking a question through our virtual studio, through the text system. And it's from Michelle. And her question is, psychics all agree on one thing about me, that I'm gifted. But why me? I mean, it's not what my family would call normal, if you catch my drift. And what type of gifts would I possibly have?
If I might make a take on it first, I believe, first of all, everybody has these abilities on the other side. When we come here, we're given certain gifts of things to do. Like one of your main gifts may be to be a great teacher, and you may have a secondary gift to be a psychic or medium or something like that. And you can choose to use either or both. And everybody deserves, you know, something awesome, so she shouldn't feel special about it. But my first hit is that I think she should try to start with Dorian Virtue, because I'm seeing a lot of angels around here. I believe that she would be, at least a good start would be awesome for her to work with the angels, because I think that that would be a good beginning connection with her. And I see that angel energy all around her, and I don't see why she can't do it. All she needs to do is just learn how to develop it a little bit, and she'll be really surprised. She has, and people like her and us, I believe, we're given a little extra software with us when we come here to do these certain things.
Right, right. Are you sensing the same thing, Sammy?
Oh, I completely agree. And I see the fact that she put normal in there. And I know David and I can both relate to that about, you know, not feeling normal, or is this normal? So I do completely agree with David.
Right, good. Well, we have a little discussion going on in the virtual studio where Pam from Canada, who lost her mom at 12 years old, who called in a little while ago, she is trying to convince her friend that is with her to call in and ask for a psychic reading. And, you know, oh, sorry about that, Michi. I didn't realize. Michelle apparently is Michi. Not Michelle, but the same answer rings true. So Pam from Canada, if you can convince him, dial the number. We did have another caller up there, and I unfortunately lost it in transition, but that's me. So while we're waiting for the callers to reload the system, let me get back to a couple of things that are really near and dear to my heart, Sandy. As a First Nation descendant, a Native Canadian Indian, I believe in my heart you may hold those special abilities, those ancestral spirits, if you will. Have you explored any of your genetic roots or the possibility of reconnecting with First Nation ancestors?
Absolutely. I have to admit, though, I did not grow up in the Aboriginal society up in Canada when I was adopted. However, it was always strongly brought up in my house, because we had, you know, Aboriginal and Inuit artifacts in our house the entire time I was growing up. And my parents have always, you know, encouraged me to learn more about my background. And unfortunately, I didn't really get into it until now, that I'm really honored and grateful and appreciative of my background, and I'm quite proud of that fact.
And you're a member.
So I
you're
am
a member,
learning.
And you're a member of the Native Peace Organization too, are you not?
I'm not too sure what that is, but I do belong to the Pine Creek First Nation in Manitoba,
yeah.
And I do have family there. Biological family, so yes.
Right. Yes. Through your experiences to date, Sandy, is there one specific reading or medium assistance which stands out in your mind?
No, not really. I think the only strongest connection that I've ever had to a medium, I would have to say honestly, would be with David on, you know, very many different levels, for, you know, us being in foster care, us being, you know, have the Native descent and stuff and being psychic and, you know, the feelings that we've had growing up psychic and feeling alone and feeling, is this normal and what do I do? And, you know, so I think David would be the one that I'm most with and had any really type of connection with any psychic or medium, because I have researched and looked online and went to many different psychics websites, and I have to admit, I even went into, you know, the little psychic stores, you know, on the corner and stuff, but I've either felt taken advantage of, or I haven't felt the connection, or I myself, too, have gone, you know, out of desperation and stuff, realizing I was looking for things in the wrong places.
And there are a lot of people out there that are looking for some form of connection. So, Mishi, you were requesting a method of getting in touch with Sandy. So just jot down Sandy's email, Sandy's web address and David's web address, and you will be able to connect through them. David can be found at davidbaker.com. And
Colin,
Sandy, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
It's actually davidbakerspiritmedium.com, one word.
Oh, I apologize, davidbakerspiritmedium.com. And Sandy, your website is?
Closureandacceptance.com.
So there you go, Mishi. You've got two levels to reach these people at. David Baker, psychicmedium.com. Am I correct? Yes, Spirit.
No, it's David Baker, spiritmedium.com.
There you go. I'll get it right in about 15 episodes, David, I'm sure. So there you go, Mishi. You'll be able to use those two websites and be able to get exactly what you need from these good people, because they're the real deal. It doesn't get any better. We have to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
Phone lines are open, 347. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. When we return, we'll be taking your calls for David Baker and Sandy from closureandacceptance.com, psychic mediums in the Night Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight. Over the last 2 years, the Night Zone has had a great deal of success in the paranormal world. We have some great guests that have been with us, and will be returning through 2009-2010 season. As we head towards 2012, and the second coming, according to some, we will be here, broadcasting as normal, as usual, every Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and we look forward to you joining us. Remember, you can listen to The Night Zone live or on RSS delay feed just by going to blogtalkradio.com and typing in the search engine Night Zone. All of our shows are there. We invite you to check them out. When we return, we'll be taking your calls for David Baker and Sandy from closureandacceptance.com, psychic mediums in the Night Zone. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, Caveat Emptor, your host, Colin Knight.
And we do have some 2012 Planet X shows coming up in the next couple of months, so we look forward to being there with all of you as we go through that. Sandy, do you still have the Three Amigos?
Oh, yes, I do. Those are my babies. Of course I do. I would never be without them.
And And they're still hanging in there and being as rambunctious as always, are they?
Yes, they are, and I love them dearly. They're my, like I said, they're my babies, and I just light up every time I talk about my cat. So yeah, I don't know if you can tell.
The three amigos, three beautiful cats on the webpage. I couldn't resist that. And Sandy, you're getting married this year. Did some psychic guide tell you the right way to go about this, or what?
Actually, it's weird you say that, because I did have a psychic in passing tell me and describe him just a few weeks before I actually met him, and it wasn't until a couple months into the relationship of dating that I realized, oh my God, this is the person she was talking about. But yeah, so I am getting married, and he's not psychic, but he is very supportive of my abilities. He doesn't understand it, but he is supportive of me as a person. So,
well, I tell you, all guys wish they were psychic, because then we might be able to understand what it is that you females truly want. Wouldn't that be a nice gift to have, guys, to know what your lady wants? My goodness.
Yeah.
David, got a couple of questions out in the virtual studio. One regarding information about the star people, which apparently you've been involved with slightly. And there was another question there, and I'm trying to find it for you. You have dealt with the star people, I take it, David.
I've dealt with all kinds of people, and I guess they're inclusive in the group that I have dealt with. That's correct. To a certain extent, yes.
And did you find any stronger psychic abilities with them, or pretty well normal for as human?
They've been around for quite a while, and I feel that they do have, in many cases, off-the-scale abilities. And they're people that have been around and have a mission, and you know, spreading the light like other people. They've just lived so many different lives on so many different planes, because not only human, but we can also choose to reincarnate in a different race somewhere else. And I totally believe in what some people call UFOs and extraterrestrial life, or other dimensions or other places. We're not the only ones. And so when some people believe that they have lived as another being somewhere and they still have that in their memory, that's totally true. I didn't see anything wrong with that. In fact, they seem to bring something different to everybody here, and that's a higher message of wisdom. And I think that, yes, they are very well gifted.
And as you brought up the subject about aliens and people from other worlds, do you end up, when you are doing a reading and what have you, do you get pieces of other worlds? Does it appear sometimes that the message is off-world, if you will?
Absolutely. I believe that one particular time in my life I may have met such a person, and it was years ago when I was in the military doing, and then I had like a little UFO research group, and I believe I'd met some person that came into my life during that time and then disappeared, and nobody, you know, could answer any questions about him. Supposedly he was stationed at a certain place and he'd show up at the right time, but I felt there was just so many things different about him, and I found it really difficult to tap into this person, but the person seemed to know things that he couldn't have known. And this was back in the 70s, and when I look back on it, I say, really has to be something to that.
Right. Sandy, have you come across anything that has made you want to back off from giving a reading, anything that has caused you any discomfort?
Absolutely. There was a situation that happened in Canada, and I got a vision, and it was very clear of something tragic that was going to happen. And unfortunately, I did not tell anybody, and I did not do anything about it, except for to pray that, please, God, please don't let this happen. Please let it be my crazy head just, you know, coming up with, you know, these crazy thoughts. Unfortunately, 5 months after the vision that I got, it did happen. And that was the only time that I've absolutely hated this ability, because I did not understand why was I given this ability to see such horrendous visions and then not do anything about it. But I realize now that, you know, that's between them and their higher power, whether that's God, Buddha, or whatever that person chooses to believe, but that's between them and their God or system, and I had to stay out of it as much as it killed me. But that was the only thing that I knew how to do, and it took me months to get over, you know, not doing anything and to accept that sometimes you get good news, sometimes you get bad news. And I've learned now that there are things that I get and see when I get it, when I do a reading for somebody, and I choose not to tell them because it's not my job, nor is it my place to give them the bad news, because, again, that's between them and their higher power for them to figure out.
Right. Here's a question coming out of our virtual studio, and I'll throw this out to both of you. Good Christians believe, of course, that there's a heaven and there's a hell, or purgatory. Do you believe that that there are distinct places such as a heaven or a hell? Either of you, if you'd either like to join.
Well, this, in the beginning, when man was just starting to understand nature and the universe and things like that, they assume, because of, you know, like volcanoes and things like that, that hell would be beneath their feet and heaven would be above them because it's so beautiful, and that angels had wings because they would come from above, so forth and so on. But at any rate, there are many, many different dimensions other than ours, from the astral plane onward. And I believe that, just like you hear, whatever you do, you create the situation that you're in, whether you're in jail or you're the president or you're living in a nice house and have a nice job, that how you live your life, who you create wherever you go to on the other side as you continue in your evolution. And I'll say this. I'll say that if somebody is a serial killer or something like that, then when he crosses over, should he decide to go all the way on the other side, he'll end up in that area that he has earned, and he'll be with like-minded people in that particular dimension or lower level of heaven until he decides to look for that he's sorry and he wants to go higher, because we all have that love in our heart. But to me, that is it. Now, if somebody has it banged into their head that there is a hell and this belief is so strong that they might actually end up in a dimension that is just like that they were taught when they cross over. But, of course, God wouldn't leave anybody in a place like that. Eventually, the angels would come and pull them out, and this person would, from a higher ascended master, be explained to them that this is something you created that our Creator has not created. At least that's my take on it.
Sandy, do you have anything to add to that?
I do agree with what David had just said. I just want to quickly add, too. I did a read years ago on, I'm not going to say anything, obviously, but I did do a reading on a family member where a parent had committed a crime and then, you know, ended their life as well. And, you know, most people would think, well, if you're a serial killer or you're a rapist or a murderer or whatever, that you automatically go to hell. In my experience with the readings that I have done with, you know, readings such as that, again, that is between, like David said, they go to a halfway house where they're going to decide, do they want to have the healing? Do they want to have the love and forgiveness? And when they're ready, they can go on to the other place. For me, that is heaven. For what other people believe in is what they believe in. Or they can stay where they're at. You know, so I completely agree with David. on that, you know.
There is one more question in the virtual studio that may be difficult to answer with 3 minutes remaining of the show, believe it or not. But asking in the virtual studio regarding suicide. If somebody commits suicide, do they still have the capability of communicating with the living on Earth?
I will answer that with a strong absolutely. Again, I have had people that have committed suicide during a reading, and they have come through with love. Some have come through with anger and hate and pain and all the emotions that we would feel as well. So, yes, absolutely. They do come through, and yes.
Okay. I agree.
So hopefully a caller in the virtual studio that answers your suicide question that, yes, they will still be able to communicate. And, you know, if you want to take that any further, caller, make sure you hit one of the websites, either David's or Sandy's, and we'll give you those website addresses just before we close. And follow it up with one of these guys. You got nothing to lose. And the information you receive just may be of immense value. So with 4 minutes remaining on the virtual clock, so 2 minutes remaining actually on the showtime, David, what have you got planned for the next couple of months? Do you have another book coming out yet by any chance?
I'm working on a book, and the title that keeps resonating with me is called Talking to Spirit. And it'll pretty much be not only a continuation of The Spirit Garden Medium's Journey, my first book, but in this particular book will I explain a lot of my experiences and new experiences and how far I've come. Additionally, I felt that I would like to explain some things in the book that people could help understand about what's going on, about the abilities and the spirit world and everything like that, so that they don't have to get 20 books to answer a question. And I've done all the research for them, and I've had my experiences, and I can put it all in that one book there. And hopefully
Fantastic.
It's going to be an awesome book.
Fantastic. And Sandy, what have you got going for the next couple of months? You're working on a book, I understand.
Yes, I am. I'm actually working on a manuscript as we speak right now. It is a work in progress. I admit it's been a little bit slow, but I am working on that. I also have a few other radio shows in the works right now, and hopefully I'll be on other shows as well. So that's currently what I'm working on.
Well, Sandy, definitely blessings on your household and blessings on your household, David. We're at the end of the show. See, Sandy, it wasn't as hard as you thought it was going to be. Huh?
No, it went by very quickly.
It did.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, guys. I'm going to book you, David, coming into the end of June. If you have some time for me, I'll call you offline, and we'll get something else worked out. Ladies and gentlemen, David Baker and Sandy being with us for the last hour, and we look forward to having you guys back again. Blessings upon you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to believe, but we banged through another hour. It just keeps happening like it's going out of style here, but we do have to get out of here. Blessings upon your household. We love you all. Hey, Night Zoners, got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems, or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet, God bless.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. production in association with blogtalkradio.com.